This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We were talking China earlier, the trade battle that's been joined over chicken feet in part. Apologies for the mixing of the metaphors here, but that's not even the tip of the iceberg. It involves only one of the Asian economies. It's going to help determine our collective futures. China is the biggie, of course, but India is not far behind, and we're all going to have to figure out how to get along if we want the global economy to work the way we all think we want it to. That is the point former State Department official Anya Manuel makes in her new book. It's called This Brave New World, India, China, and the United States. Anya, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Kai.
Give me some sense of timing here, would you, before the Brave New World is upon us, I guess?
It's a good question. You know, China and India are already having a dramatic impact on the United States, and they will continue to do so, and increasingly so, over the next decade. Within that time, they're going to be the fastest growing market for our companies, with 3 billion people between them and the world's biggest middle classes. So you can see how important it is to get it right and to get it right on those relationships with both countries right now.
This is a remarkably sensible book, and I wonder how you look at
American...
You're welcome. But here's the question that follows the compliment. How do you look at, how do you view, rather, the American political discussion of China, which is almost invariably one of fear and one of antagonism?
One of the reasons I started on this book project is because I think our public discourse, especially on China, is so off. They're growing. They're struggling with internal issues, just like we are. They want prosperous lives and good schools for their kids, just like we do. And India, even though it is about to be the third largest economy on Earth, with 100 million more people than China by 2030, the largest middle class on Earth, we largely ignore it. It's almost not present in our public discourse.
This is it's a tripartite relationship that you write about, but you do spend some time talking about the bilateral relationship between India and China. How important a fulcrum is that in this entire discussion?
It's a very important relationship, and one that I think we don't talk about very much here in the U.S. And they've had good relations over the years. There's a lot of trade back and forth, but increasingly, India is worried about China, just like we are worried about China. On the military side, you have some skirmishes up on the high Himalayan borders. There are Chinese submarines sneaking through Indian waters. So really, just in the last 5 years, India has gone from being very sanguine about China to a little bit worried.
Okay, so India's worried about China, and we're worried about China. Are the Chinese worried about either of us?
I think the Chinese are... Here, they're often portrayed as an unstoppable juggernaut. One day, and the next day, it's the doomed dragon and the economy is collapsing. We can't seem to decide which one it is. I think the Chinese are really worried about their domestic situation, and they're in a defensive crouch in a weird way, similar to how we are here in the U.S. You know, they have a big economic change that they have to get right. There were reports a couple weeks ago that they're about to lay off 5 million people in the coal and steel industries alone. Now, our manufacturing sector is suffering. So is some of theirs. So they're worried, and they're not worried, I think, because they feel threatened by us. They're worried because they have to get their internal system exactly right.
You raise this hypothetically in the book, but let me put the actual question to you. Should we in the United States be rooting for these countries to fail in their rise to economic and geopolitical prominence?
No, absolutely not. Like it or not, they are the engine of economic growth for the United States. China is already America's fastest growing export market. We're talking a lot about jobs moving overseas to China and India and elsewhere. That's true. But our exports to those countries are also creating lots of good jobs at home. If you look at Boeing, for example, more than a quarter of its commercial planes are sold to China and India alone. If those markets are closed to us, we're going to be laying off tens of thousands of Americans. So those are just two reasons why we should want them to succeed and why it's in our interest for them to do so.
It's called This Brave New World, India, China, and the United States by Anya Manuel. Anya, thanks very much.
Thank you very much.